Hello, my name is Will from FIU, that's Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how that current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condo, or mobile home?
Single-family home.
Single-family home? Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. Can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
2013.
Okay, thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
25,
okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, such as tropical storms, hurricane, category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes, I've been in Florida for 25 years. We've had many hurricanes.
Okay, do you remember what categories have you experienced?
I've experienced 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't think I've experienced the 5.
Okay. Can you tell me if you remember the name or the year of Category 1?
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. They happen all the time.
Okay. No problem. You don't remember any of them?
Well, there have been so many named storms. Which one? I mean, we had 1 year where we had 26. We went into the alpha, beta, gamma.
Yeah.
So, Maria.
Okay.
The big ones I remember. There was, but that's not a one. We had Irma. We had Maria. We had Wilma.
Okay.
Wilma, I think, was a 4, 3 or a 4. We had. Michael was a scary one that was looked like it was coming up the middle.
Okay.
There were many hurricanes.
Okay,
so
no problem.
Exactly what years each were and what category for each, they changed throughout.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Physically damaged? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Do you remember what was the estimated damage in dollars that you experienced or suffered?
Oh, in Wilma was when we lost the biggest damage. I want to say maybe $5,000.
$5,000? Okay, thank you so much. Next, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding trees falling on your home?
Wind damaging the roof.
Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, or you will not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
We would buy additional supplies, but for the most part, the home is already prepared.
Okay, thank you so much. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours? Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
My home is already secured and could be prepared within a few hours.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage. Are you very certain, somewhat certain,
yeah,
or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information: internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp.
Wow, that's a lot of choices. Television and radio.
Okay.
Did you say government warning? I have
newspaper. Okay, government.
Broward County actually has an alert system.
Okay, thank you. Next, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Five.
Okay, thank you.
Well, 4. Five.
4. Okay. 4. Yeah. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of housing, loss of income and employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of child care, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Is your local home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. When will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you will never leave?
If emergency management people come to the home to evacuate.
Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house nearby, family member, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will never leave under any circumstances?
Probably as far as possible to another state.
Okay, thank you so much. How many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2. Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's now 2.5% or $10,000.
$10,000? Okay.
I think.
Okay. Thank you. How confident are you that you can come up?
How many more questions are there?
We are at 65. Five more minutes, maybe at the most.
Okay.
How confident are you that you could come up with $10,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain that I could come up with the full amount. I could probably
yes.
come up with the full. Okay.
I could.
Okay. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased
Doubled.
Or increased?
Doubled.
Doubled significantly. What about
yes.
in the last 3 years?
Oh, in the Well, when was the first time frame that you said?
Mm-hmm.
No, I forget. The last question was over how much time?
Yes, the first one was last year. Last
oh,
year,
last,
how much did?
Oh, it went up.
Somewhat or significantly?
It went up significantly last year, and in the
okay.
last 3 years, it's gone up significantly.
Okay. What about in the last 5 years?
Yes.
What about in the last 10 years?
So since we bought the house 10 years ago, well, I guess, yes, 10 years ago, it has gone up significantly.
Okay. Thank you. As a result of increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
We've changed carriers a couple of times.
Okay.
And
so
I think increased the deductible.
Okay.
Thank
you so
coverage,
much.
I think.
Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than
60%? 100%.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs or and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will never move?
Right now, I have to say moving to another house in the county.
Another county? Okay, thank you.
Another house. In this county.
Another house? Okay, in the same county, okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? Federal, state, or local government, or you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think all three.
All three of them? Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5.
4.
For. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? 1 to 5.
No, probably 2.
2? Okay. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
In the building? I think they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say 5.
A 5, okay. What about the new developments take into account flood risks?
No. 2.
0.
1.
1, okay.
1.
What about the
1.
What about the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
2.
2? Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done now.
Okay.
Last few questions. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes.
And do you think that your property finances will be affected by it? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I don't believe it is happening. Or no, I don't know if it's happening.
Yes, I 100% believe it is happening. My finances will not directly be impacted, but they would be indirectly impacted.
Okay.
That wasn't one of your choices.
Okay, no, but it's close to it. Okay, now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
There are no income taxes in Florida.
There is no income taxes?
No, Florida doesn't have income tax.
Okay. No taxes.
You would have to raise the money through taxes, but Florida would have to create an income tax. They can't just increase it.
Okay, so you think property, income taxes for property, or income taxes should be the ones funding those initiatives, or both? Income and property.
No.
Okay.
No? No taxes?
Well, no, I don't know what to say. Okay, say income, but they don't have it. I do think an income tax would be important.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, that's 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all concerned?
Where I live, I'm not concerned about flooding. In the county where I live, I'm very concerned about it. But it shouldn't impact my house. I'm not in a flood area.
Okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family, or proximity to job?
How many can I choose?
Three.
Okay. Proximity to the job.
Okay.
The neighborhood.
Okay.
And what were the others?
Schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family.
Proximity to family.
Okay. You have a good memory retention, over 75%. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to less than 10.
Okay, thank you. Finally, these are last few general background questions and we finish. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55
52.
To 64? Okay, thank you. What is your gender? Do you identify as female, male? Okay, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any under 12 years old?
No.
Any 65 or older?
Yes.
How many? One or two?
One 65 or older and one under 18.
Okay. What is your marital status? Are you single, married?
Married.
With, okay, thank you.
Married
what
with
is
children.
The high, okay. That was a good one. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school? Graduate school. Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black American, Asian,
yes.
Native American?
White Caucasian.
White, okay. Is English your spoken language at home only?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, or 100
plus? 100
plus. Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one. Thank you so much for your participation.
You
have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.